The question was asked, how do we ask angels to bless us on Friday night when we say, Barechuni leshalom? When we welcome the angels into our homes, so we greet them and then we ask them to bless us. So one of the principles of faith is that we do not believe that what's good or bad for us is contingent on anyone else but Hashem. Hashem is running the show. And we don't make requests of any emissaries. We make requests of Hashem. That is one of the fundamentals of faith. And the question about that is that in last week's parsha, Yaakov asks the angel for a blessing. Yaakov says, bless me. And the angel does bless him. So we see he was interested in a blessing from an angel. So this is a question that dates back many, many centuries. And the question is, do we view the angels as emissaries of Hashem? And is there any form in which it is okay to ask them to bless us? So Yaakov, in the end of the book of Bereishis and Parshas Vayechi, Yaakov comes to bless his children. And what does he say? Hamalach hagoel osi mikoro yevorech es haneorim. That angel should bless the lads. So you see that the concept of being blessed by angels exists. We're not asking the angels to give us something. We're not praying to the angels. We are asking like Yaakov Avinu asked, Barchuni leshalom, bless me with peace. So according to some commentaries, that is okay. And some go as far as saying that we could even ask them to bring in our prayers as we do during the Yamim Noraim. And we say, Machnisei Rachamim, those angels that bring in mercy, those angels that bring in our prayers, please bring in our prayers. And there it's more intricate because there we're actually asking them to do something. We're making a request of the angels. Here we're telling them, you bless me, that God should give me good things. I could ask a rabbi to bless me. I could ask an angel to bless me. Here we're actually telling them, you guys please bring in our prayers. That's a very complicated prayer, and there was a huge machlokas over whether it's okay to say it or not. And in truth, there's a machlokas over whether we should say Barchuni Shalom or not. Those who have the custom say it, and those who have the custom not to say it, don't say it. The machlokas revolves around this concept. Where is it going too far? At what point is it not okay? Meaning, we find the concept in the Torah, and we know that at some point it can become idol worship. Well, where do we draw the line? Where do we say it's okay, and where do we say it's not okay? So, there are two opinions, and of course, we don't say that those who say Barchuni Shalom are serving idols. We don't say that someone who says Machnisei Rachamim is serving idols, but whether a person himself should say it or not depends on his custom, because these are two valid opinions in our tradition. It was a big machlokes a few hundred years ago, but today already we have both opinions, and both are kosher opinions, and every person does what his parents did. Or if he doesn't have a tradition, then he'll ask his rabbi what he should do.